Bloodstains, by 42 Do Not Panic, and read by Co-Prime. Rating, teen and up. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Relationship, Anna Nelson and Foggy Nelson. Additional tags, blood, lies, stains, and secret identity. Summary. Foggy Nelson needs help getting a blood stain out of his favorite sweater. Maybe he should have thought about how he got the stain before calling his mother. Mom? Foggy asked. When his mother picked up the phone on the third ring, how do I get blood stains out of clothing? There was a moment of surprised silence, crackling with the static of the phone line before Anna Nelson spoke. When she did, her voice was gentle and full of worry. Franklin, dear, are you okay? Foggy frowned. It took a bit until he understood his mother's worry. And another few seconds until he came up with an explanation without telling his mother the real reason why he needed to get blood out of his favorite sweater. Because he wasn't about to tell his mother that his boyfriend was also the well-known Devil of Hell's Kitchen, and Foggy had been kidnapped twice in the past month, and now he was out of casual clothes without bloodstains on them. Yeah, it's nothing bad. I just cut myself on a broken mug. It's not really deep, but I got some blood on my favorite sweater, he lied. While he was talking, Foggy realized two things. Number one, he had never been able to lie to his mother, and even if she chose to humor his answer, Anna Nelson would know that it wasn't the real reason he needed to get blood out of clothing. Number two, Foggy was invited to Sunday lunch at his parents' house 2 days from now. So even if his mother believed his story, she would know that wasn't the truth when he showed up there perfectly uninjured. He should have just checked WikiHow. Or asked Karen. Karen would know something like this. But it was too late for that now. He had already called his mother and started lying to her. Franklin, you've never been a good liar, you know, Anna Nelson said. Sometimes, Foggy was almost sure his mother could read his mind. But I will let it pass this time if you promise me that no one is seriously hurt, sick, or in danger. Foggy considered for what he hoped wasn't a suspicious amount of time. Apparently, he exceeded the acceptable time one could take to answer a question like this. Franklin Nelson, Anna said, with a warning note to her voice, I want you to tell me the truth. He had never stood a chance once his mother pulled out that voice. Not as a child, and not anymore now. Foggy sighed. There was no way he could explain the situation to his mother without lying to her in some way. No amount of hours spent practicing how to weave the truth into the picture he wanted could help him now. Foggy sighed again. I can't tell you the truth because it's not my secret to share, Foggy said finally. I wish I could tell you, but it's not my decision to make. And there's too much on the line that I would be willing to tell you anyway. His mother sighed. Oh, Foggy. I'm sorry, Mom, Foggy muttered. I shouldn't have called you. You were the first person who came to mind to ask for help. How big is the blood stain? Anna said then. What? Foggy frowned. The stain you're trying to wash out, how big is it? And what kind of fabric are you working with? Foggy wasn't sure what was going on now. About about as big as the palm of my hand, I guess. And it's really on my favorite sweater, the light green one. "All right," Anna said. "Here's what you're going to do." She walked Foggy through the steps, making sure he understood the importance of using cold water and not rubbing too much so the stain didn't set into the fabric. "And Foggy," she said finally, slipping back into a warning but equally worried tone. "Yeah?" Foggy asked, biting his lip and staring at the now clean sweater without actually looking at it. "Please be safe," Anna said simply, "and don't lie to me again." "I promise," Foggy said quietly, "and I'm sorry." The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.